This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast. It is Wednesday, June 24th. Coming up on today's show, the collegiate national team season is underway, so I talked to Chris Oakey about their first few games as a team and his many seasons with USA Baseball. Plus, the Tournament of Stars is underway as well at the National Training Complex, with 108 of the top high school baseball players in the nation competing in Cary, including some who have already played on Team USA. But first, let's see what's leading off. Yesterday, the 38th annual Golden Spikes Award was presented, and the winner is Andrew Benintendi, outfielder out of Arkansas. Benintendi was presented the award in L.A. on SportsCenter yesterday, and I spoke with him after the presentation. Andrew Benintendi joins us now on our Pastimes Podcast. Andrew, thanks for taking the time, and congrats on being named the 38th winner of the Golden Spikes Award. Has it hit you yet, or are you still digesting the whole night?
No, it hasn't hit me yet. But it's been a good experience. I'm here with my family. I've met a lot of great people down here, so it's been really exciting.
Walk me through the day for you. You're in L.A. getting the award presented and announced on SportsCenter. You're in the ESPN studios in L.A., and you'll head to the Dado Foundation dinner later. How's the VIP treatment been?
It's been phenomenal, really. It's really just a lot of hard work paying off, I guess. I've been very fortunate, and I'm blessed to be here.
Let's talk about how you got here. The transformation of your on-field performance from last year to this one has been a dramatic one, to say the least. Your batting average went up 100 points. You went from one homer to 20. You became one of only two players in NCAA to have 15 homers and 20 steals. What was the change, or what motivated you to take this leap in the offseason?
Well, I had an injury last season that kind of kept me out of summer ball this past summer, and my goal was to get bigger and stronger in the summer and then continue that into the fall. And I did. I mean, I worked out pretty hard, and I approached it as a job. And when I went back to Arkansas in the fall and we started our fall practices, I really started to notice the differences. And, I think it really paid off.
Yeah, and it's been a month of celebrating for you because of the fact that you put in all that hard work. First player in Arkansas history to win this award, first player to win some of the other National Player of the Year honors you won, and you got drafted 7th overall by the Red Sox a few weeks ago. I know I'm sure you've got your sights set further than just this in your playing career, but after putting all that work in, it must feel pretty good to start having your work rewarded.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. I've been pretty fortunate with the teammates I've had, the coaches, and just everybody who's helped me along the way. And I definitely wouldn't be here without them. At Arkansas, for example, I'm great teammates the last 2 years. The coaching's been phenomenal. They put me in a good position to succeed, and I just got to go out there and play, really. I mean, they have all the confidence in the world in me, and so do my teammates, and that's definitely helped.
The following at Arkansas has actually been a tremendous group of people behind you, between the school and the fan base, and a lot of hashtags came out of it. Benny Baseball, Benny Bat Flip, Benny Bombs. Do you have a favorite of any of the hashtags?
There's been I think Benny Baseball would be my favorite.
What if they turn you into Benny Beantown since you're heading to Boston?
If that's what they want to call it, I guess it's kind of up to me, but I could settle for that name. That's pretty cool.
I'm sure you've heard the names that you're joining now that you're a winner of the Golden Spikes Award, especially in recent history. The past three winners, Chris Bryant, front runner for the Rookie of the Year this year, Bryce Harper really doesn't need an introduction, and Buster Posey, who's already got an MVP and three rings. Knowing you're joining this group of guys as you take this next step in your playing career, does that kind of help build up your confidence?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely humbling just kind of seeing all those names. Guys like Chris Bryant, who are really young, and they're just getting started with their professional careers, and even Bryce Harper, who's not that far into his career, and how they're succeeding, and it's just a lot. It's a good feeling being on a list with them. It's very humbling.
Yeah, and you've had a tremendous college career. I'm sure your career is going to continue after winning this award. Hashtags or not, you've been a great story to follow and well-deserving 2015 Golden Spikes winner. Andrew, wish you best of luck as you head into your Major League Baseball career. Thanks for the time and enjoyed celebrating.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coming up next, I'll preview the incredible experience the 2015 Tournament of Stars participants will get this week. You're listening to our Pastimes podcast. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. Today marks the first day of games at the Tournament of Stars, the starting point of the 18U national team selection process in 2015. Of the 108 athletes in attendance, 40 will be selected to the trials roster, and that 40 will be whittled down until the final roster of 25 is ready to compete in the WBSC 18U World Cup in August and September. In addition to the chance to make the 18U national team, these players will be surrounded by college and professional scouts who congregate to Cary to watch this many elite players competing in one place. The stakes then are high for these players here looking to further their baseball careers. The 18U coaching staff is led by Glenn Cicchini, who has worked in the 18U trials process the past 2 years, including serving as head coach of the Brave in last year's Tournament of Stars. He is joined by 10-year MLB veteran David Eckstein, Horizon High School head coach Eric Kibler, and Cal State Northridge head coach Greg Moore on the 18U coaching staff. The national team coaches, along with the task force, the TOS, will evaluate these players as they are split into six teams this week: the Stars wearing navy, the Stripes in red, Pride wearing maroon, Free in gray, Brave in the beige, and United in black. Two 2014 18U national team alumni are returning to the event this year for a chance to make the team in back-to-back years: Austin Bergner and Blake Rutherford. Ripken Reyes and Blake Sable are at the TOS thanks to their performances at the 2014-17U National Team Development Program, where they were the two selections to be on the 2015-18U trials roster. The 15U national team is well represented as well this week. You've got one alumni from the 2014-15U national team in Hunter Green, and the 2013 team has a slew of alumni in attendance as well: Brandon Martirano, Nick Prado, Daniel Cabrera, Todd Peterson, Andrew Vaughn, Jordan Butler, and Mickey Moniak round out the 15U national team alumni from 2013. We've also got a pair of 2015 NHSI participants returning to the national training complex for the second time this year: Hagen Danner from Huntington Beach and J.J. Blade from Mosley High School. The Tournament of Stars starts today and will come to a close on Sunday, June 28th. There'll be games broadcast live on USABaseball.com every day, including the championship game at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday the 28th. Coming up next, the collegiate national team began their summer already and have Chinese Taipei and Cuba coming up on their schedule. How has the team played in their first few games? I'll talk with USA Baseball veteran Chris Oakey about that and have a little fun, too, after the break. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that is from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com and be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. Now joined by catcher for the 2015 Collegiate National Team and Clemson University, Chris Oakey. Chris, thanks for taking the time to come on our Pastimes podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Let's cut to the chase here. You've been on five of the last six summers. You've been a part of a USA national team. What keeps bringing you back?
I know, it's awesome. It's an awesome time here. Always good vibes. Have the best talent in the world here. Get to play the best teams in the world here. And it's a great opportunity to learn. And, you know, they're dumb enough to keep inviting me back, so I'm here.
Well, obviously, you got to be doing something right.
Well, who knows? Who knows?
Since you've done this a few times, you've seen national teams come together before. After a few games together with this 2015 team, how's the team meshing as a group?
Oh, meshing, I think we're doing fine. We still have all the guys here, actually. We have some flying later tonight and one coming in tomorrow. So, you know, for the time we've been here, about 4 days, we've been meshing great, making jokes, having a good time. And each day, we're getting a little bit looser and looser. So I think we're going to go on a tear here.
Well, you got a lot of teams to choose from since you've been on so many national teams, but if you had to pick, which was the most fun to kill time with, whether it's in a rain delay, long travel day, something like that?
You know, there's two teams I have in mind. I mean, they're all been, you know, an awesome team, but my first year of 18U with like Almora, Gallo, all those guys were just was a tremendous bunch. And last year, you know, last year's team, you know, was a fantastic time. So I'm going to go with last year's team. I had a lot of good jokers there and a loose bunch.
Any guys in particular had to really watch out for the practical jokes and things like that?
Oh, Bregman and Kyle Funkhauser for sure. They're always on their toes. They're waiting for something.
Speaking of that 2014 team, let's flash back. You guys went to the Netherlands for Harlem Baseball Week, and you actually won one of my favorite award titles I've ever heard, Most Popular Player of the Tournament. Was this reminiscent of maybe high school superlatives?
You know, it was. When they said that award, I didn't really think it went well at the baseball tournament. You know, I don't know how I won that award. I don't know what it was, but, you know, I said thank you, I guess. And, you know, I snagged it, and it was awesome, an awesome experience, and you know, it did remind me a lot of high school.
Well, you became the first ever USA player to win that award, so congrats on that.
No, thank you so much.
You got five more games with Chinese Taipei here, and then you got Cuba coming in. But to end the summer off, you're playing at America's Baseball Festival, and it's with the Pan Am team. You guys actually will face off collegiate team versus the Pan Am team for USA. What's it going to be like facing off against the older or the next level of guys for the Team USA?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it. You know, they all know what they're doing out there, obviously. It's going to be a great learning perspective on how to play the game, and I'm excited for it.
Hopefully you guys come away with a win, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Well, you got plenty of games before then. Chris, thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you so much.
Oki and the collegiate national team have five more games against Chinese Taipei before facing Cuba for a five-game series, and their summer will end with a pair of games in America's Baseball Festival against Canada and the U.S. Pan Am Games team. That'll do it for today's episode of our Pastimes podcast. Remember, the collegiate national team season and the Tournament of Stars are both underway at the National Training Complex. Head to usabaseball.com for their full schedules. Live broadcasts for the collegiate national teams begin on Friday as the team faces Chinese Taipei in the Durham Bulls Athletic Park at 7 p.m. I'll be on the call for that game as well as Saturday's 1 o'clock game with co-editor-in-chief of Baseball America, John Manuel, as color commentator. For today's guests, Chris Oki and Andrew Benintendi, I'm Joe DiRienzo. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of our Pastimes podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of our Pastimes podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.